This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Bowman. The global coronavirus pandemic has killed over 606,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has the most deaths with over 140,000, followed by Brazil with more than 79,000, Britain with over 45,000, Mexico with more than 39,000, and Italy with more than 35,000 deaths. France is reporting 400 to 500 active coronavirus outbreak clusters, but there are no signs of an imminent second wave, the French health minister says. This as face masks become mandatory in all French enclosed public spaces, including shops, covered markets, and administrative buildings. Russia, the world's fourth hardest hit country in terms of infections, reports fewer than 6,000 new cases for the first time since the end of April. Health authorities also say 85 people died over the past 24 hours, the lowest daily fatality figure since May 4th. Russia's fatality rate has remained low compared to other badly hit countries, raising speculation that Moscow could be underreporting figures. Deeply divided European Union leaders resume their summit for a fourth day as they seek to save an $860 billion coronavirus rescue plan for the 27-nation bloc. Frugal EU countries, including the Netherlands, Austria, Denmark, and Sweden have been reluctant to hand over the vast sums of money requested by the worst hit and most indebted members, like Italy and Spain. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron are expressing hope for an agreement, but Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, who leads the so-called Frugal Five, is increasingly being dubbed Mr. No. Rutte told reporters Monday that we are, quote, not here so that we can go to each other's birthdays and that the summit could still fail. This is VOA News. A potential coronavirus vaccine developed by Oxford University in the United Kingdom with pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has produced a promising immune response in a largely early-stage human trial. That's according to newly released data published Monday in the medical journal The Lancet. The experimental vaccine combines genetic material from the coronavirus with a modified adenovirus that is known to cause infections in chimpanzees. The phase one trial had more than 1,000 participants and people aged 18 to 55. This vaccine is intended to induce antibody and T cell responses so it can attack the virus when it's circulating in the body as well as attacking infected cells, said Oxford professor Andrew Pollard in a release. Pollard said he hoped this means the immune system will remember the virus so the vaccine protects people for an extended period. Scientists want to begin human trials in the United States in the next few weeks. This potential vaccine is one of at least 100 being developed across the world for COVID-19. At least 23 of them are already in human trials, according to the World Health Organization. The United Kingdom will suspend its extradition treaty with Hong Kong immediately and indefinitely, says UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, adding that the UK wants a positive relationship with China. But he said that Beijing's imposition of the new national security law in Hong Kong was a serious violation of the country's international obligations. Beijing introduced the security law at the end of June, creating new offenses which could see Hong Kong residents sent to mainland China for trial. Critics say it could see pro-democracy protesters in the region being served with life sentences. In Hong Kong, 23-year-old activist Joshua Wong is officially running for a seat in the Hong Kong legislature despite the new national security law imposed by Beijing. Wong was one of the leaders of the city's 2014 pro-democracy umbrella movement. He filed his candidacy papers Monday to run in the September legislative elections. He was one of several young activists and so-called localist candidates who won a majority of races in unofficial primaries staged more than a week ago by Hong Kong's pro-democracy parties, despite warnings from both Hong Kong and China that the vote might run afoul of the new national security law. Pro-democracy forces are aiming to win a parliamentary majority that could block passage of the budget and other key legislation and thereby force the resignation of Chief Executive Carrie Lam. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. For VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.